بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are still studying the hadiths that are in the chapter of اللباس, the chapter that deals with clothes and what to wear and what not to wear from our series on عمدة الأحكام. And hadith of today is hadith number 397. Who would like to read it? Yes, أخي.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam wa rahmatullah.
Narrated Al-Bara', I did not see anybody in a red cloak looking more handsome than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His hair used to hang near his shoulders. He had broad shoulders and was not short nor tall.
This hadith, the compiler of the Umdat al-Ahkam brought it to indicate something. And that is, what is the ruling on wearing red? And it's a long debated and heated discussion among scholars, because each one has the evidence. And Islamically, as in Usul al-Fiqh, if there are two evidences that go against each other, what to do? They are all from the same source. So we have to follow one of four steps. First, if we have two evidences conflicting, the best and greatest thing to do when we have two conflicting evidences is to try to combine. Why? Because by combining them, we're applying both. Example, Allah says, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةُ وَالْدَّمُ. It was made forbidden for you, the dead meat and the blood. This is general rule. Then we have a hadith where the Prophet says, عليه السلام, two dead animals are permitted for us and two blood. And he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, the locust and the fish, these are the two dead animals, and the liver and the spleen, these are the blood that are permitted to us. Now the ayah says it's completely prohibited. This is general. And there is an exception that the hadith stated. So this is the best level, because we're applying both. And both are used and none of them is neglected. If this is not possible, then we go back to level two, which is abrogation. But this means that the earlier would be neglected as and would not be act upon. But yet this happens. Abrogation is found in Islam. Intoxicants were halal. Later on, they were abrogated. So now it's haram. So now we know that these texts that permitted people to drink or to be intoxicated while not praying, they have been abrogated by this. If we cannot find the date, there are two conflicting. We can't say that this is general and this is specific, and we cannot know the date so that we can say that this abrogated that. We move on to the third type, which is to evaluate the two evidences. So if one is in the Quran and one is in the Hadith, we definitely take the Quran. If both are Hadith, but one in Al-Bukhari and the other one is in Al-Tirmidhi, we definitely take the one in Al-Bukhari. If one is mutawatir and one is ahad, what is mutawatir? A hadith that a great number of people reported it. While ahad is one or two companions, for example. So we take the majority over the minority and so on. If all these three stages were inapplicable, we could not use them, then the last and fourth stage is that I abstain, meaning that I cannot say that this hadith is not true and this hadith is not true. Both are true, but I'm unable to combine and to join them together. Then this is a deficiency in my ability to combine. Definitely there will be a scholar or scholars that know better than me. But never ever neglect or throw away evidences that are authentic and correct. So going back to our hadith, what is the ruling on wearing red? This hadith tells us that the Prophet wore a cloak, or he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, something that is red. In other hadiths, the Prophet ﷺ prohibited wearing red. In other hadiths, the red was explained by having a cloak that is red with black linings into it. So the most authentic opinion, some said it is permissible to wear red anytime. Others said it is prohibited to wear red anytime. Anything that has red. The most authentic opinion, which is the third opinion, which is a choice of Ibn al-Qayyim and a group of scholars, is that it is permissible to wear red when it's not 100% pure red. For example, this is red. Yet it is not 100%. It has white coloring in it. So this makes it, without any problem, permissible. But if someone comes with a t-shirt that is blood red, red, nothing on it, we tell the brother that this is haram and it is not permissible for you to wear. Also, the hadith shows us that the Prophet had hair, alayhi salatu wasalam, and his hair was to the loops of his ears, which means that it's not little, but it's not so long. And scholars differ. What is best, to grow hair or to shave? It is something permissible. Me personally, I prefer to always keep my hair short because I don't have to spend hours in front of the mirror, you know, putting it up and doing this and that. I don't have hair to begin with. So, but it's usually best, especially for sportsmen who play sports. They usually don't want the sweat affecting them. It's best to do this. However, if someone is doing it as a sign of Iman and showing off that, listen, every couple of weeks I take Umrah, that's why I shave. When it is the sign of Al-Khawarij, for example, because the Prophet told us that their sign is to always have shaven hair or shaven heads, then one should be careful. Other than that, it's permissible. If you like to have shaved head, this is permissible. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, whoever has hair, he should honor it. How do you honor your hair? Meaning that you take care of it, you shampoo it, you clean it, you always have it tidy. Yet he also said that you should not comb your hair frequently. Why? Because this makes you more aware of how you look. And we see this in people spending half an hour after the shower applying hair conditioner, then applying hair gel, and they're doing it in a certain way. And before they leave, they also do this in the car where there is traffic lights. You see people doing this. What are you doing? So the Prophet forbade, alayhi salatu wasalam, combing the hair except every now and then, meaning not to make it as a habit. And at the same time, he said, if you have hair, honor it. Meaning don't come with your beard, one in the south and one in the north. The people who have big hair and untidy, this is sort of a trend nowadays. You find teenagers with this big hair. This is haram. You should not do this. You should honor your hair as the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam. And this was indicated in a hadith when a man came with big hair and not tidy clothes. And the Prophet asked him, alayhi salatu wasalam, do you have money? And the man said, yes. He said, what kind of money? He said, I have camels, cows, sheep, everything. So the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah loves it when he gives one of his servants money that shows on him. So the man went, took a shower, changed his clothes, combed his hair, came to the Prophet, and the Prophet approved of that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Moving on to the following hadith, which is hadith 398. Okay, the brother.
Narrated Al-Bara ibn Azib. Allah's Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam ordered us to do 7 things and forbade us to do 7 other things. He ordered us to visit the sick, follow the funeral, to say Yarhamukumullah to a person who sneezes, to fulfill an oath of a person who makes an oath, to avenge the oppressed, to answer the invitation when a person invites you, and to spread a salam. He forbade us to wear gold rings, to drink in silver, and to use al-mayasir, al-kasi, wearing silk, al-istabrak, and al-dibaj.
Okay, now the following hadith is also related, so we will take it as well. Hadith 399.
Narrated Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took a ring of gold and he used to wear the stone of the ring to the inside of his hand, and the people followed suit. One day, he sat at the pulpit and took it off, saying, I used to wear this ring and make the stone to the inside. He took it off and threw it away, saying, Wallahi, by Allah, I will never wear it. And the people threw their rings as well. In another narration, he put it in his right hand.
Okay, so these two hadiths, we find that they include a lot, and I mean a lot of information, especially the hadith of Al-Bara ibn Azib, seven things he ordered and seven things he forbade. So we will try our level best to look into these only after the break, so stay tuned.